baby, here we go. Bam. And you say, God damn, this is a dope jam. I'm broader than Broadway. Yes, I'm broad. Said I'm broad, and I'm a broader than Broadway. Everybody join in and sing with me, please. I'm diddling myself, and it feels so good. Your sauce will mix with ours, and we'll make a good goulash, baby. Oh yeah, what time is it? It's time for Get Wood with your pal, Jess Wood. Hey everyone, and welcome to Get Wood. My name's Jess Wood, and I am so excited to tell you that this show has a couple of sponsors. That's right. First off, the Babes at Babel. That's right. That's right. You're looking at them, baby. All right, so a couple of skulls in a I have to describe it for the people that aren't watching video. It's a couple of skulls and a safety pin earrings, and then a kitty cat head choker. Very much exciting to tell you that you can order from the Babel Studio, the Babes at Babel, and you can get 15% off your order if you use the code GETWOOD15. I know, it's very exciting. And as well as my Sublime t-shirt with the tie-dye, but we also have another sponsor. Don't stop there. There's more. How about this set of Ginsu knives? Was it Ginsu or Ginsu? Anyway, I have another sponsor, and I was reminded of this sponsor earlier in the week by a friend of mine, Selena. Shout out to Selena. You know who you are. All right. And they've sent me a little commercial to do for you all. Is that exciting or what? An ad copy. Here we go. Hey moms, hey kids, hey everybody. Let me ask you a question. Let's be honest. Have you ever found yourself or your loved one in a life-altering position and wished you could help? I know I do. Well, I'm here to tell you, rest your heads and your hearts, because finally, the time is now. The miracle has arrived. Oh yes, introducing the totally safe, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back, at home abortion kit. I know, it's so simple, even your teen can use it. And trust me, they will. Oh. Comes completely loaded with 3 Xanax, 2 giant maxi pads, and a hanger made of wire. That's right. Order yours today. And not only do you get the full package, but you also get a little toy baby doll. That's right. Something to play with. Nothing live, nothing that you have to take care of. Don't you worry. But it's got the feel of a real baby. So, when you order your at-home abortion kit, you will also get a baby blankie. Because why not get a little snuggly? I know you're thinking, wow, this is so generous of you. But I know it's generous of you not to bring in another life on this earth. Thank you from us to you here at the at-home abortion kit. I want to thank you so much for using the product. And please find us on Yelp and leave us a review. Thanks so much. It's been Sharon over at Weekill. Oh, Sharon, thank you so much for that. Now, I will say I was reminded of the at-home abortion kit because that was actually a commercial that I had written for a sketch comedy show a couple of years ago when I was in the old barquet. And let me tell you something, folks and friends and lovers. This little gal came for me. She was, I guess she was like a little 20-something-year-old white gal over there in New Mexico. And she came for me regarding this at-home abortion kit. And why did she come for me? Well, she told me, we don't use that kind of imagery anymore. It's really vulgar imagery, and it's such violent imagery. Bitch, what? It's violent and vulgar what they've done to our vulvas. Do you hear me? That's right. iteration. I know what the fuck these things are now. Listen, I have to tell you, it is not okay that she came for me and told me that we don't use that kind of, we don't like the hanger image anymore, she said to me. Well, I said to her, listen, little girl, my aunties, they fucking marched for us because they had friends who were dying in alleys and at home because of the hanger, because they couldn't get a safe fucking abortion. No safe healthcare. No healthcare for ladies or girls. So we can't use that kind of imagery. It's too violent, she said to me 2 years ago. Well, look what the fuck happened. Yeah, I'm yelling, but I'm using a sweet voice, so it's okay. You know, I'm gonna yell about it a little bit, and I don't fucking care who hears it or who is upset or whatever. Oh, stop, Jessica, to talk about abortion all the time. Yeah, the fuck I will, because it's women's health care and it's our fucking bodies. Lay the goddamn off of them. The fact that I even have to say it. So I was texted in the middle of the night, not the middle of the night, for Christ's sake, what am I, an elderly? I was texted around midnight. Oh, it's so late past my bedtime. And not really at all. I'm up till all hours of the night. But I was texted by my friend Selena, and she was so incensed regarding the abortion pill being fucking outlawed. I mean, not only are we not allowed to go to the clinic and get ourselves help, but we're not even allowed to go to our fucking pharmacy and get ourselves help. Like these, I love men. I love a hard dick, but you know what, you fucking Viagra spoiled ass motherfuckers? Like, stop with all the dick pills. Let us figure out what we need to do with our bodies, okay? And trust me, everybody, no one is getting an abortion because it's fucking easy or fun or just so convenient. And how about a vasectomy? These motherfuckers, they're so scared. I hear Nick Cannon talking to Howard Stern yesterday, getting interviewed. Great interview, whatever. He's got 12 fucking kids. Stop it. Get that shit snipped, fool. You know, if a lady has 12 kids, bitch, whore, slut, awful. Man has 12 kids, king. Let us deal with our own shit. So this girl wants to give me shit 2 years ago in the Southwest. And guess what now, bitch? Now you can't even fucking get any. Abortions, that is. Fuck. So you can text me any time of the night. If you have my phone number, we have it like that. If you and I are friends like that, you fucking come out. You just send me your fucking thoughts and I will send back my thoughts if I'm awake and, you know, alert. Yeah. Yeah, if more people had abortions and vasectomies, we'd have less traumatized children. That's exactly right, my babe. Look at that, babes at Babel. Not only are they giving fucking gorgeous craftsmanship of jewelry and home goods. Go look on their fucking website. Follow them. I don't know. If you're not following them, I don't know what you're doing with your life. But also the smart, I only love smart people. I don't even know what you guys are talking about because I don't even like dumb people. Dumb people make me fucking crazy. And you know what's dumb? These motherfuckers trying to fucking control every little, you know? Get off my vagina unless I told you I wanted you there. How many times do I fucking have to say it? Anyway. Hey, on a lighter note, I'd like to thank I'm licking and kissing you and hugging you and caressing you and also leaving you alone if that's also what you would like the most, because I'm so thankful and grateful for you for all your generosity last week. It helped me. You don't even understand how well. I'm going to tell you how you understand. It got me to pay a couple of bills. It helped me get on the subway. And let me tell you something, fucking buttered rolls. I got buttered rolls coming out my yin yang. And listen, if you didn't hop on pop, please, if you can, because these last couple months have been, oh boy, irky. That's me scraping the bowl for resin. Because it's been such a scrape by monetarily. But you know what? It's all coming up flush. That's what we have to tell the universe, because we tell ourselves that as well. Flush, slay all the stacks around me. But I thank you so much for those of you who sent me anything and everything is fucking beautiful, from a dollar to $20 to $50 to $100. All y'all, just the best. Thank you so much. And if you didn't get on there, Venmo, it's Jess-Wood-10, or Cash App, get Jess Wood money. Anyway, that'll be on the story notes. But I just had to thank you so much for your generosity, and it really did help me a lot this week. So thank you, thank you, thank you. As you can tell, I did lighten the hair. Thanks for the love on that. I did. I had to. I felt like with the darker pink and blue, I really do sometimes feel like an aging superhero. And you know what? I guess it's better than feeling like an aging fishing man, fishmonger. What does that mean? Anyway, a woman asked me if I was a cancer survivor when I got off the train recently with usually with the pink hair. That's what she said. Usually with the pink hair, it means. And I was like, really? I have never heard that. And I've been dying my hair for good decades, lady. Decades. Not that I'm so cool. Although, thank you to everybody who wrote to me and who talked to me about it's not gatekeeping, it's wanting to be authentic. When we see people with t-shirts on from bands that we love, why are they wearing those fucking t-shirts? Enough with it. It's just, it's cute. Like, could you imagine if I had this shirt on and I was like, I just thought it was cute with like the sunshine and it's like crying. And then somebody came up to me and be like, yeah, how do you like date rape? And I'd be like, oh my God, I can't believe someone just said date rape to me. I wouldn't even get the reference. Do you feel me? So get your fucking, don't. I know I get very angry, and you know what? I'm gonna stand by it, because there's a lot of shit making us angry out there right now, and I'm not gonna just sit back and go, oh, everything's so great. But I will say thank you for all your help this week. Hey, you know how I love to tell you a story about the subway. I love subway stories here. Okay, so I'll start with a one that's a little bit freaky, a little bit scary, because, well, I mean, you could look at it either way. I think it's how we decide to react to whatever's going on around us, right? That's the only control we have in this crazy fucking life that we live, is the reaction that we decide to have when something is going on around us. I'm really getting over this idea that something is happening to me. It's not like it's happening to me. It might be happening around me, and I feel a lot, and all these feelings come up around it, but maybe not to me, because then if it's to me, then I'm like a victim, and I don't really love all that. But anyway, okay. I was on the train and I was talking to a castmate. Yes, a castmate, because I have been cast in this wonderful play that's going to be it's an off-Broadway play uptown at the Up, because when it's up, then it's up, then it's up, then it's up. At the Up Theater Company, May 3rd through the 20th, Wednesday through Saturday, performances 8 p.m. So if you'd like to come and see me play pretty much me, an old punker, talking shit about the old days and punk, but also having some heart and some soul. But I will say this, I am quite the character over at the rehearsals. And let's just say this, let me just preface it with this. On the rehearsal days, I am so good. I'm such a good, you know, I'm clear, I'm clean, I'm fed, I'm, you know, I haven't masturbated, I haven't smoked, like, I'm very, like, do 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 do. I'm like a fighter, you know, I'm like, da-na-na-na-na-na, for Rocky, for those of you who don't know. I'm very clean, very clear, very connected. The days that I don't have rehearsal, I realize, which are rare, but I do realize the difference between those days. Wow, apparently I have a very lax masturbation policy in my apartment. Especially when I'm here by myself. Ooh, no one around. No one even gonna pop in at any point. No one even in the state. I go to town. Well, I have things to do, but do I think of the? I'm like, no, you don't. You know what you have to do? You. So, yeah, there's a very clear difference between the days that I go in to do my acting job and the days I have off. And you know, I go, hey, you got it off, you might as well get off. Come on, you know what I'm talking about over here. Anyway, I do speak up as an actor. That's another thing that they don't really do that often, the actors. They kind of keep quiet and they nod and go, okay, yeah, thank you. And they move it along. And I'm like, why is it like that? I don't think this is should be here. And then afterwards I go, I'm sorry. Was I really like a pretty outrageous? And the thing is, this is why I believe it happens. I'm a comic first and foremost, right? So like as a comic, we write, we direct, we produce, we star in, you know, we edit, we're the whole shebango. And then now I'm with an ensemble. I have to be a very, very polite. I have to be shut the fuck up and doing more, you know, just my job. Yes, thank you for the validation about speaking up. The thing is that they even said it to us, the director and the writer. They said, hey, don't just agree with us and say that you want to do whatever we're saying. You know, tell us that you don't want to do it. So I was like, I don't want to do it. And then, like, I'll make everybody laugh because I'm so kind of, and I hate this word. I fucking hate this word, but I'm brass. Sometimes I'm kind of brassy and bawdy. But everyone's laughing. And then when everyone finishes laughing, I go, ooh, you guys really did a good job at casting this show. Because the cast, us, are these characters. And this character, broad, that I'm playing over here, she's a fucking, you know, ex-punk rocker. And let me tell you something. For the punks out there, I know there's a few that are watching right now. You motherfuckers, I love you so much. Stop it. I'm going to talk about Cardi B in a second and Dalai Lama. Don't even give me... But for sure, for reals, listen, if you're an old punk and you have to understand what had happened the other day at rehearsal. The director, God, she's a lovely lady. But none of these people, they're actors, and none of them really have any experience with punk rock or slam, you know, slam dancing in the pit, mosh pit, fucking what, dot, you know. And so she's showing them video. I mean, all of us, I was there as well, but I blocked it out with my punk rock black heart. She's showing us video of a fucking white dude named Brian, who's obviously in his parents' basement somewhere in Long Beach, and he's showing us like the different, and this is the skank, and this is the slam, and it's taking everything in my punk rock heart not to slam everything just to the fucking ground and light the place on fire and leave. Do you know what I mean? I had the best time calming myself down. A lot of breathing exercises. A lot of patient affirmation. You know, I know exactly. No, see, these are my ex-punk rockers in the fucking, and you're never not a punk. That's the thing. You're once a punk, you're always a fucking punk. And I don't even care. When I was a punk rocker, I was weirdo. I mean, why am I using the past tense here? My hair was almost exactly the same at a certain point in time. These colors, listen, I see your colors, eh? My colors right here. Let me tell you something, fuckers. I had tie-dyed my hair when I was little, right? When I was punk rocker, I tie-dyed my hair because I was like, that fucking shit is crazy. And the punk rockers were like, hey, lady, kid, tie-dye McGee, you're a fucking deadhead. And I was like, I don't even know what that is. And they were like, it's you, bitch. And so they were like, you're always on acid. You've tie-dyed your hair. Yeah, I was on acid at punk rock shows. Not a great idea. I don't recommend it. It's very violent. However, I was used to violence at home. So I was like, toot-toot, pop-a-doot, pow, mom. And I was really losing it on the rehearsal. And then they were doing the slam dance. They were doing the, she said, everybody circle up and do the slam dancing. And like every, and it was like, it was interpretive fucking dance, you know what I mean? And I just got up and I was like, and I just kind of like slammed through everybody. And they were like, Jess is up, Jess is up. And I was like, yeah, watch your shit. Cause I'm going to fucking slam you to the ground. But we're, when you fall in a pit, everyone picks you up. That's part of the thing that people don't understand. And then when I met the hippies, I was like, these hippies are all right, I guess, these deadheads. Not as nice as the punk rockers, though. For real, though. Oh, my God. And you know who isn't as nice as the punk rockers? Who was nicer than the punk rockers? The cholos. That's right. I hung out with cholos, punk rockers, and deadheads all at the same fucking time. And let me tell you something. They all had fantastic drugs. And if I could just tell you, yeah. Some people have never taken an elbow to the face and it shows. Bitch, what? That's good. Please put that on a t-shirt, babe. Sell that shit. You know I would wear that. Oh my fucking God. Those of us at the Babel Studios, deadheads can be weird assholes. Let's put can be's, cross that out, and just put R. Just put R. We know the truth, Alex. These motherfucking deadheads, and you know what a lot of them are? Rich! Ah! Are you fucking kidding me? Rich? Get the fuck out of here, you trustafarian. You fucking dreadlock, white dreadlock with your fucking dad's credit card and your fucking van selling hummus sandwiches. Suck my dick, you rich kid. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I mean. The punks were nice. And the cholos were even... And the cholos were hilarious because the cholos were like, hey, what... looking all like punk rock and shit, that's fucking ugly, eh? That's like not cute, eh? Like, I don't understand. Like, you're fucking yourself up and looking all nasty. And also, when you go to those deadhead shows, like, what is it over there? Like, a bunch of hippies fucking sleeping on the ground or what? And I was like, you know what? USAs know the fucking deal on everything. Everything. Anyway, on the train, I was talking to my castmate, and I said, well, I'll probably get off on 59th, you know, Columbus Circle, and then I got to transfer trains. And this crazy guy was on the train, and he goes, yeah, well, you know, I'll probably get off 59th because I got to transfer trains. Get over there. Was this motherfucker doing an impression of me? The fucking crazy dude on the train? I'm like, yeah, so, you know, I'll probably just stay in tonight. No big plans. Study lines and shit. Yeah, you know, I'll probably go home. No big plans tonight. Study lines and shit. The crazy motherfucker is doing... The crazy fucker on the train is now doing the mimic thing with me. Oh, no, he doesn't. So I was like, I gotta keep quiet. And you know, it's very hard for me to shut the fuck up. Hi, Clay. Oh my God. Anyway, listen, another thing on the train that was fantastic was before I got on the train, I was on the subway platform at West 4th Street. And if you know West 4th Street, it's West Village, Washington Square Park, NYU, it's pretty crowded. But there was this dude, it was a black dude, like late 60s. And I say that because I did find out his age afterwards. And he had a big cart, like my rolly cart, like my senior citizen cart. And he had one of those, but he had a big speaker in it and he had an instrument of some sort in it. And I was like, ooh, what's going on over here? On the good foot, ow, get on the good foot. Ow, good foot. And so he was getting on the good foot and he had the James Brown blasting and he was getting on his good foot and he was dancing. And I was like, hell yeah. And then and then a Stevie Wonder song came on it. Doo-doo-wop. Doo-doo-wop. Hey, doo-doo-wop. That's right. You're singing right now, you sing-along sass. And I excuse me, also was singing along with him. And oh my God, was it a good time. We were singing. We were dancing. We were on the subway platform. We were feeling it all. Doo-doo-up. Doo-doo-up. Hey, doo-doo-up. Okay, now, when people are also on the platform, it's a crowded platform, but you know what they weren't doing? They were not joining us. You know what they were doing? A few of them had their cameras out. Like, what are you trying to fucking say? What? This, here's the thing. You're filming us like, oh my God, look at how crazy this is. No, bitch, it's crazy that you're not fucking dancing or singing right now. Do you hear me, my people? I know you do. You understand. When you are feeling, look, be present. There's magic all around you, motherfuckers. You know it if you just open your fucking eyes and you put your feet on the ground. Magic in the most craziest of places. Subway platform, doo-doo-up. Mom, doo-doo-up, hey. And I said to a couple of the girls, I said, hey, stop filming and come and join in. Or keep filming and come and join in and show your followers that you also have a little life left in you. God damn. And it was young people. And here I am jamming out with homeboy. We're older. Hey, doo-doo-up. That's right. Because we got to show the kids that you got to enjoy your fucking life. Because like Cat Williams says, this is it. We don't know how much time we have left. One life. That's it. We don't know what the fuck is going to happen. You see what happened at the fucking bank? We don't know what kind of young white man is going to come in shooting the place up. So please have a good time in your life. And get rid of that shit in your uterus if you don't want it there. Let's move it along. Cardi B got a lot of shit and I can't even stand it. I cannot stand it. Now, if you saw the Dalai Lama fucking it's one thing that it's tradition in Tibet to have your tongue out and the whole Kali Ma, you know what I mean? Like that's fantastic, respect, all that, like burping in certain countries is respect to the cook and all that stuff. We don't understand cultures, different cultures. However, put your fucking tongue back in your mouth, Mr. Llama. As my mother would say, oh, the Dolly, the hello Dolly. Yeah, disgusting, Mom. And also, we don't have to talk about my mom right now, but I'll just say there were predators in my house too. So, he made a young boy suck his tongue. Disgusting, horrible, inappropriate, not okay. Religion, it's a powerful fucking thing, right? And a lot of laughter in the tape is horrifying. The tape is horrifying. Okay. Now, Cardi B went on, her live and went and talked about it. Like me, except for she has 3 million people watching and I have 3 watching. But, you know, just like me, Cardi's on her social media platform talking about some shit that went down and how horrible it is that there are so many predators and pedos out there that could get on to your children, and not just the girl children, but the boy children too. And unfortunately, I do know a lot of young men who are molested as children, and they get told that they're like good, you know, like this, like, see, they're coming for me. You see, you can't talk about this shit and not get some sort of bop, bop, bop. Yeah, move out of the way. Let's go. The fucking cops is coming. What? Let's go. Move the fucking vehicle. That's the cops in New York. They're like, move over. What are you doing? Stop it. I know, like, move, you motherfuckers. I don't even understand. Anyways, let's go. Oh my God. You guys, this is so distracting. Anyway, there is a huge difference between Cardi B having been a stripper in her ex life and singing about her wet pussy and pedophilia. You know, just like there's a huge difference between drag story time and grooming and sex trafficking children. It's the same as, like, you know, how they say in this country, in this world, they try to villainize certain people, certain races. They try to tell us that women are, you know, women are a bunch of whores, especially if they want control over their own bodies. How dare they? Yeah, they did drug and rob dudes as well. But I was going to talk about that, Clay. Those were grown up people. They never touched any children, and they didn't rape the guys. They might have drugged them and robbed them. Listen, I saw Hustlers, and I loved it. What the fuck? Once in a while, we could get back at them too. You know what I mean? If they're trying to... Listen, I'm not saying you should drug or rob anybody. That is not what I'm getting at right now. What I'm saying is there's a huge difference in villainizing this girl or woman who's had some darker issues in her past, but they don't have anything to do with children. These were grown men who decided to go to places that were probably dangerous for them, and they got fucked up and dot, dot, dot. But when there's little kids and they're getting preyed on by religious folks and teachers and fucking people that are supposed to be taking care of them at daycare. Did you see the thing about the girl that was at the daycare center that was making them do a fight club? Oh my goodness. Now here's what my issue is in all this stuff that they're talking about. All the pedophilia. Look, I know pedophilia's been around since the beginning of time. We could see the pictures. We could see the paintings. Hello. But let us be clear here. The amount of sex trafficking and pedophilia that is happening amongst the most powerful men in this country and world are way beyond anything that we could possibly think of. And yet we're going to come for a woman who has a spotty past, who talks about wet pussies and being a stripper. Like, that's not the same. She's not the corporations that keep getting paid more and more money because they have child labor in the back making our phones and computers. Do you know what I mean? We're villainizing the wrong people. It's all just distractions. They can take away all of our shit, and we don't have any water. So we're going to need those wet pussies. Anyway, I didn't even get to the, I didn't, I could, I can't even, anyway. Listen, go and order some stuff from the Babes at Babel. I love you guys so much. I know this was a huge rant, but you know what? Some weeks are ranty. Some weeks are character-y. Some weeks are a little sad. Here's what I have to say to you guys. I love you. I appreciate you so much. I really, really think, yeah, the church villainizing drag. Exactly. It's not... What are our experiences? What are the facts? That's the thing. The facts get lost in all this now because everybody thinks they can make their own facts up. But the facts are everything they feed us is lies. All right. It's really getting dangerous out here. I gotta go. What the fuck? What in the fuck? Holy shit of everyone. I hope everybody's okay. All right. I love you guys. I will see you next week. Again, once again, if you can, give to the Church of Jess. She needs to get more buttered rolls and get on the subway. It's a Venmo at Jess-Wood-10. And the Cash App is Get Jess Wood. And share the show. It's free. It's fun. It's fabulous. It's funky. It's got some fucking rebellion to it. And I know all y'all is rebellious too. But take care of yourselves this week. Ah! I gotta go. There's been some sort of accident. the Church of Buttered Rolls. Amen. Yeah, hell yeah. That's right, baby. I'll show you a little hip flesh before I go. I just love you so much. Thank you so much for being here, being with me, watching, listening, taking part, sending me stories to talk about. I fucking am so buttered wood. You know, that's going to be the name of my porn site. I love you so much. I'll see you next Tuesday. And remember, don't suck a dick you don't like or lick a pussy you don't like. Don't make out with anybody you don't like or do anything you don't like. You know what? Stand up for yourself and do what's right and be compassionate and love yourself more than anybody and anything in the world, because I do. Love you. Bye. I swear.